There's once a man that was, he was an unbelievable traffic guard. He used to stand in the middle of the intersection and he used to direct the traffic, telling everybody, okay, all right, let's go, move it, let's go. From morning to night, 6 o'clock in the morning till 12 o'clock at night, stop, all right, let's go, hit it, let's go, guys, go, yalla, go. Directing traffic 18 hours a day. This guy was Moser Nefesh for this. He did it every single day, 18 hours a day, 365 days a year, for 60 years of his life. The day came that unfortunately he wasn't feeling well and he wasn't even able to get out of bed. One of his good buddies came to visit him at home. He said, how you doing? How's everything? I'll tell you the truth, I'm so nervous. I don't know what to do. What do you mean you don't know what to do? What are you nervous about? How are you feeling? I'm fine, I'm getting better, but what's going to be with the intersection? He said, what? Yeah, you know that intersection over there where the cars, they go, and is there any accidents there? Did anybody get killed? Is everybody okay? Because what in the world are you talking about? Why would anyone get killed? Everyone's fine. What are you talking about? He says, there's an intersection that every single day for the past decades I've been going to, and I stand there in the middle and I direct the traffic. He says, that's you standing in that intersection? Yeah, of course. You see me? Of course I see you. I didn't know it was you. Yeah, I have the whole thing on. I know that's you. Of course, I'm standing there. I'm directing traffic. I'm telling you what to do. He said, no way. He said, yeah, that's me. Is everything okay? Of course everything's okay. How? Someone else there? He says, no. No, you fool. What do you mean? No one listens to you anyways. No one listens to me. I'm the one telling everyone when to go, where to go. If it wasn't for me, who knows what would happen? He says, little did you know, maybe, but right on top of you, there's a traffic light. Everyone looks at the traffic light, and that's how they know exactly where to go. If anything, you're just getting in the way. And in life, so many times, a person down here, he thinks, I'm doing so much. I'm making so many things happen. I'm the best on earth. What's going to happen with the Shidduchim after this person's 120? What's going to be with this organization? What's going to be with the shul? Habibi, there's one above. That's conducting the traffic. Did you really think that it was you? So of course you have to do your hishtalut. No one's dismissing and negating that, God forbid. But after you do your hishtalut, you say it was all Borei Olam